It was disappointing to see that these meetings were once again dominated by Ukraine, with the biggest crisis facing our planet and our very existence only receiving a fraction of the attention labelled under other items. It is also disappointing to see that the European Council has welcomed the decision to further increase the financial ceiling of the deceivingly named European Peace Facility by €3.5 billion. When commenting on the last European Council meetings in April, I voiced my concerns and opposition to that funding that this peace facility provides. At that time, it had aimed to provide 1 million rounds of artillery ammunition within the next 12 months, as well as missiles. Now we are looking to increase that funding to deliver even more ammunition. How can we justify doing this in the name of peace? How can we demonise those advocating for peace talks and a ceasefire, while at the same time supporting the provision of artillery through a peace facility? Fueling war is not proactive, it's counterproductive. We should be nurturing peace, not feeding warfare. Ireland has not only allowed this to happen, but we have allowed our long-standing policy of neutrality to be completely undermined by the undemocratic public forum that has been recently held. This forum did not represent an open debate on international security policy, as Micheál Martin stated it would, and each topic was completely dominated by a selected panel of speakers rather than the views of the audience. As well as that, the panels were completely biased, and it was clear that the majority of panellists were opposed to our current policy of neutrality, and that there was a complete lack of voice from those involved in humanitarian work or peace building, despite our island's unique expertise on peace building. There was also no fact-checking of any misinformation being presented by the panellists, and it is for this reason that I believe that any recommendations that emerge from the forum are completely illegitimate. I would strongly encourage everyone to watch the AFRI peace documentary, A Force for Good, Reflections on Irish Neutrality, which addresses the importance of our neutrality as well as the implications of NATO and militarism. What strikes me the most is that this public forum and the recent European Council meetings are completely dominated by talks of security and defence, yet each has failed to mention that the greatest threat to our collective security is the climate and biodiversity crisis that we currently face. This is the most pressing issue of our lifetime, and not only are we failing to prioritise it, but we're actually failing to recognise this at all. We're also failing to recognise the damage that conflict causes to the environment. Conflict contributes massively to climate breakdown and biodiversity loss. Wars drive emissions and biodiversity loss. It's not just our policy on neutrality that we should be considering here. Our involvement in armed conflict will contribute very negatively to the environment as well. It is very clear that compromising our neutrality will do far more harm than good to us and to the world society as a whole. On that note, I would like to welcome the fact that MEPs voted to pass the Nature Restoration Law a few hours ago. We are in a dire situation facing a huge biodiversity crisis. This law is needed to address a dramatic loss of species, which is a severe threat to our food security. Again, I see the European Council meetings reference the threat Russia poses to food security, yet no mention of the biodiversity crisis, which is a far bigger threat all round. I'm glad that the Nature Restoration Law has been passed by the European Parliament. However, I acknowledge that it is much weaker than it was when it was first proposed, which is disappointing. And we can thank Fine Gael amendments for that. I would like to echo Luke Ming Flanagan's calls to ensure a publicly funded nature restoration fund to ensure just transition and proper implementation of the law as well. Because the law itself is flexible. That's really important now, that the Irish government ensures fair, just and proper implementation, and I will be keeping an eye on how they go about this. Another extremely important issue that seems to have been completely left out of the European Council meetings is the recent drownings of migrant boats in European waters. I purposely say left out because there's no way this could have been simply overlooked or forgotten, given the fact that the week before the meetings occurred, hundreds died off the coast of Greece after European authorities were made aware of an overcrowded and unseaworthy vessel and decided not to launch a rescue operation. The European Council's silence on this issue is deafening and intentional, making it even worse. It follows the recent trend of the EU moving policy and divesting funding away from humanitarian search and rescue towards surveillance and detention of migrants. These are the issues that the council meeting should have been focused on, and we need to stop allowing these meetings to be dominated by military and defence over our climate and human rights obligations. But unfortunately, with this government, Ireland will have no voice to add to that, because Ireland will continue on with the secret way that we're going about our business and pretending that we want to keep our neutrality intact, but actually where we want to get on the bandwagon of war delivery with the rest of Europe. And that's a sad reflection on Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Green Party. Thank you.